This is the Andres Segovia Show.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Andres Segovia Show. I am your host, Andres Segovia. This is a twofer. This is kind of like a coffee break. So you follow me on Instagram and you see my usual lives on coffee break once a week, just about. This is that style. I kind of like it. It makes it a little more personable to talk to you and give you some updates about what's been going on, particularly if I'm going to cover some news of the month in this case, because the last update I gave in this style, for those of you that are watching, was Realtor No More. So that's going to rear its ugly head again in the context of what I'm going to talk about. But first off and foremost, I want to give a shout out to Truckers for Freedom. That arrival in Ottawa was incredible. The news reports that they're possibly, after they're done there, heading to Washington, D.C. to unite with a convoy from the USA to basically do the honk herd around the world, so to speak. That is awesome. Because even when we were going to lockdown, I said, if the supply chain stops, we all die. Doesn't matter what healthcare workers we have. If they do not get their supplies, we die. And the truckers were our heroes out there. Our mail delivery services, they were our heroes during that time. So to me, it's significant to keep the supply chain going. And what they're doing and how people are getting together to help keep that basically like going and supplied is a thing of beauty to see it happen. So I'll be following that with great interest. But also the same day, there was the unofficial retirement announcement of Tom Brady that was later unofficially revoked or officially revoked. I don't know what the heck is going on. I just know that I was already in an emotional state seeing what was going down in Ottawa to then see that article pop up. I'm like, oh my gosh, my heart. So I don't know what's going on as of right now. I just know that he can't leave like that. So I don't have much time to watch the games, but when he plays in the playoffs, I mean, dude, you gotta watch. Okay, so that's that. I wanted to give you some quick updates about the show. That's what these things tend to be, behind the scenes updates. So I guess first off and foremost, I have a cheat sheet here so I don't miss out on anything. And believe me, I've recorded this several times and it keeps going off the rails. So I'm going into hiatus, okay? I'm returning in time for my third anniversary, which is the end of March. Tech Talk, whenever I do it, is something that I just do on a whim, normally on Thursdays. YouTube Live, then I extract the audio and video and put it somewhere else. But normally it is on YouTube. It's a video exclusive. It doesn't make it to the podcast. So for those of you listening, like, well, what's a Tech Talk? Yeah, they don't make it to the podcast because that's just even more work to be able to do. So these are video exclusives you can check out on my website, www.theinterestingover.com. Find the video exclusive section. You would find it there. So Locals, if you watch on Locals, support me on Locals, thank you very much. That doesn't change. It keeps on going. So there'll be content every week for you to check out, including exclusive behind the scenes updates, more so than I put on Instagram, which is a big deal. So if you're not there yet, by all means, follow. For those of you watching, the description down below, there's a link to Locals on my website. Links to Locals are basically everywhere. And of course, for those of you on the podcast now, you should be able to see links to that active on your podcast show notes description. Why that's significant is because that's another update that I have for you. I switch podcast hosts. So as I switch podcast hosts from Spreaker, thank you very much, Spreaker, over to Anchor, which was purchased by Spotify some time ago. I was originally going to do it on Anchor, but now Spotify has them. There's a much better feature set, and they changed the terms of service to make it my podcast. I own it. Whereas before, I was basically giving them a podcast. Well, now I'm over there. And basically, I could put every link that I wanted to share that I normally say, go check it out on my website. I'll be able to offer more on the podcast note description. So that's really cool. Check that out. Okay. Reason why I'm going to hiatus, because I got to finish a third book. A third book of what? I'm a published author. I have a romantic comedy series called The Many Misadventures of Enoch Bellagio. It draws a lot on real life events. Some of the real life events I actually recreated as they were, but I can do it through fictional characters to be able to put people in the other person's shoes, basically. And the third book has been delayed because, I published another book in between that has nothing to do with the series. And of course, I'm working on the show. Then the whole tech censorship thing, I was working on trying to keep my show up and running, and I did. That's how I was able to pop up on a bunch of other platforms and make myself uncancelable as possible. But along with the host switch, because I don't trust that these places, even though Spotify is defending Joe Rogan, I don't trust that my show will always be up there. So I ended up self-hosting too. The episodes on my website are all hosted by me, which is why I wanted to do a backup. In case the other feeds go down, I'll be able to have a feed that goes up. So just making sure that I'm keeping myself protected. Which also leads to the website update. I mentioned a video exclusive section. Yes, there's other things that are going to go up on my website. They're in the works. They're not ready. Those pages are not ready to go live yet. That's why I'm going to wait for my anniversary to announce all those officially. So when I do that, I'm also going to be launching a basically full thorough walkthrough of all the features you can find on my website, including how to turn it into an app on your iPhone or Android device, because it is a progressive web app and you can use it as an app on those to, you know, engage even better as an app. Okay, I'm not sure if I'm going to dwell on this anymore because I've done this so many times, but there were some headlines that I want to go over. So instead, I'm going to be saving some of those for Tech Talk. So stay tuned for Tech Talk, because there will be one where I'll be addressing things like onward mobility and BlackBerry. What the heck is that? And also the Apple pregnant man and pregnant person emoji. I will be dealing with that. And information gatekeepers. That's one that you probably don't know about and you should know about. And some of you on Parler are aware of this, that people like me have been talking about this, and I don't think that was an accident. I'll elaborate on that on Tech Talk because it's more tech stuff. So stay tuned for that. It's gonna be a YouTube live. So stay tuned for that. Check out the dates. You gotta follow me on the socials. And if you're not done, so follow me on the socials, or else you're gonna miss out. But I do appreciate you subscribe to my channel wherever you're watching. Make sure you like this episode and share it with those that you think will enjoy this. Here's the, in case you missed it, I did a bunch of interviews for the month of January, and that's kind of like where my show is going. I have many more interviews lined up. I'm even going to be appearing on other podcasts as well, so stay tuned for that. There's some updates, so that's going to be in the socials. Check out my interview with Pastor Hubert, because that's a big one. Lawsuit against the realtor associations, both Missoula and National, which is basically to preserve the First Amendment in the Association of Realtors, the reason for why I left in the first place. So the pastor is leading the charge in that respect, and people have reached out to me and asked me how they could support him. Links are available at the show notes accompanying the episode at www.thingsookover.com. So check the show notes. All the links are there that you need to know. All the information that people were asking for is there. My friend Sam Tavs, who's an engineer in big tech, that was a very popular interview. We were not intending to talk about Apple. It just happened to go that way. So there's the entire other segment of it is on Locals exclusively, but because that Apple's that interview with Sam was so popular, I'm going to make the one public, and I'm going to include it in the schedule when I come back for my hiatus. So stay tuned for that. And my discussion with William Hall, we had a conversation about our faith, politics, our upbringings. So stay, check that out, because, you know, two conservatives talking it out. That's kind of my way to be able to introduce myself better to people from where I come from and other things. So just check it out. There is a segment to that that's not YouTube friendly, so that's the section that went on Locals. It didn't go up anywhere else either, so if you haven't checked it out, by all means, go over to Locals and see that. And so I will, in conclusion, I guess I'll touch on the whole Locals thing. Why am I tied in Locals? Because it had the infrastructure to be able to do what I always wanted to do for what I call off the record, the episodes of the shows within the show that I can't do publicly for XYZ reasons. And Locals gave me those tools. I waited on the wings for almost 2 years before trying it, and I'm glad I waited. And now I'm liking it. So for those of you that have checked it out, you'll find that I'm not charging a thing for any of my content that's going up there. So people think, now he wants to charge for what he's doing. Well, eventually I'm going to have to, you know, monetize some of my stuff, because, well, I lost a lot of revenue streams, and these things aren't free. But for now, they are free. And even on Locals, eventually there will be a time where, like, you know, these are going to be subscriber-only things. But until then, for those of you that have, thank you. You are able to, you know, pitch in, chip in, buy me a coffee. You can do that. So that's exclusively on Local. So you can check that out. And there will be other ways to be able to support me coming soon. I haven't made those public yet, because I'm still working behind the scenes to make it happen. YouTube community. So while I won't be able to, and I won't be posting in the month of March. What you will find, though, I'll be trying to be more active on the communities tab. So I'm going to try to mirror my social feed over to the community tab, because I can do that. And I've been doing so. So there's some exclusive posts that are related to most of you that follow me for tech there. But I'll be trying to mirror all my social media feed over to the communities tab. So stay tuned for that, so you don't miss out on anything that's going on behind the scenes. Which will lead me to Gab, particularly Gab TV. Those of you who subscribe to me on Gab TV, thank you so much. But the analytics bear out. You prefer the clips instead of the long form interviews episodes on Gab TV. And that's fine with me because it actually works in my favor, because those videos, I have to compress them so much because they don't fit on the servers of Gab TV. So being able to put up clips and I can put them in HD is even better, instead of, you know, the compressed audio on a longer clip, which kind of makes it a chore to listen to. So I'll be posting the long form interviews on Gab Social. So check those out. The poll might still be up if there's a break even on which provider you prefer to watch it, if not YouTube. So I think as of this recording that it was tied between Rumble and Odyssey. Ultimately, it will be best available because those are my YouTube mirrors to those channels. Sometimes they go through, sometimes they don't. So whatever is best available, I'll be posting it. But if you have a preferred choice, by all means, just chime in and let me know on the poll. If it's still up, that means it was tied. Just giving you an FYI there. And for those of you that are listening on the podcast directory of your choice, thank you so much. You can listen to me across any podcast directory you want. But because my change to Anchor and they were bought by Spotify, like I mentioned, this is an exclusive feature set. So that means they're still going to be trying for the podcast that you'll only be able to hear through Spotify. So if you're curious to see what that's like, because something that I wanted to do, it'll be only through Spotify. So just FYI, because they'll allow me to do it. That's how they got me too. And I already mentioned that something's coming up with the ways to support me. And I talked about the whole locals thing. So you can go check that out for the show behind the show. Because I had to take it down from some of them. I had to take down from my website to be able to make that happen. So anyway, that's it. That's where I'll leave it. Shout out to Drunk3PO for this awesome shirt. Welcome to the Rebellion. It's a Star Wars thing with the American flag on it. I think it's a 9-line apparel. That's where you can get it if it's still available. Disney took this down from Teespring. So he was able to find a patriotic store that was able to make this available. So you can check that out for those of you that are curious before you ask. Check out Tech Talk upcoming. If I'm able to, I'll be able to do it live on Thursday. I think that's going to be February 3rd. I was going to say 2nd, but I think it might be 3rd. So check it out then, because I'll be talking about the tech headlines that I wasn't addressing here that I originally intended to. But I'm like, you know what? I'll stay there for Tech Talk. So check that out. It's going to be on YouTube Live first before I mirror it to the other places. Anywho, that's where I'll leave it. Thank you so much. Follow me across the socials, and I'll see you on the next one.